So I want to start out by throwing out to both of you, you know, what stands out for you in the changes that were made during this legislative session, Charles?
Well, the Department of Community Affairs will go away, and the remaining group of functions that are left will be transferred to a new agency, a Department of Economic Opportunity under the governor's office. The Division of Community Planning, which will be dramatically reduced in size in terms of the number of people and the resources that it has, will handle a few remaining functions of state review over land development decisions. But by and large, the state role with regard to a check and balance on land development is going to go away.
And Charles, for you, is DCA going away, the Department of Community Affairs, bigger than the fact that the Growth Management Act of 1985 has been rolled back by state lawmakers?
Well, it's all a part of the same thing. The Growth Management Act of 1985 has been largely dissolved, and the agency that oversaw that act is essentially eliminated.
Ryan Hauke, what stands out for you among the changes made this legislative session regarding growth and conservation?
Well, we'd certainly agree that this is a fairly landmark piece of legislation. I think the most important thing that it does is limit the power of Tallahassee bureaucrats while returning decision-making capability to the local level, frankly, where officials are more accountable to the people. We think that it's a big step in the right direction, and it's been a long time coming. But for too long, there's been a very Tallahassee-centric approach to growth issues, and that's not right for a state as big and diverse as Florida. Because what's right for Fort Myers may not work for Fort Lauderdale or vice versa. And so what this growth management legislation does is return a great deal of the decision-making capability to locals and allow individual communities the freedom to determine their own destiny.
Do you think our local government's going to step in to fill the void? Who is set to provide any of those checks and balances now that this state agency, which would look at what are called comprehensive growth plans and developments of regional impact, these large developments, now that that agency is no longer going to be in place, do you think the local governments will be able to step in and fill that void?
Some of them will, but unfortunately, Florida is very diverse in terms of the capabilities of its local governments. We go from local governments, I would say the Orange County land development regulation system is very mature, potentially very capable of taking this on. If you go to something like the city of DeBary, the answer, I think, would be probably not. And then the other factor that you've got is that Florida has been a hotbed of situations in which local government officials are susceptible to bribery, either the legal kind of bribery that takes place through campaign contributions or the illegal kind of bribery that takes place. I mean, we know the story of our Orange County Commissioner Fernandez here in Central Florida. We know that almost the entire Palm Beach County Commission went to prison over a period of time because of bribery instances related to land use decisions in that county. So we do know that there are a need for checks and balances when the tremendous amount of money that's at stake in land use decisions is in front of a government agency.
Ryan Hauke, how do you see the role of local governments in picking up some of the slack here? Are you in favor of that? Are you concerned that local governments could be putting up similar stringent checks and balances as many people were concerned about at the state level?
Well, that's a very good question. I am certainly concerned about very stringent growth rules that I think ultimately have a negative effect on the economy and actually make some of these economic downturns more pronounced than they otherwise would be. That said, I also generally believe that local communities ought to have the right to largely determine their own destinies, and that's what this legislation accomplishes. Eliminating redundant bureaucracy, which was done here with this legislation in Tallahassee, is very, very important because it saves costs, but it also incentivizes expansion in Florida for businesses that otherwise might not have contemplated it.